Seeking the Mind of God by Beyond Today writer Kathy Sani. It is very unsettling that people who once believed are willing to walk away from the belief in a creator because of what men have done. They post their blogs that try to place all of us who believe in the same context as what they came out of. These are some of the situations I have observed. Number one. Some have had their church broken apart over a power struggle. Number two, some have had doctrines they long held as true overturned by people who come in with different ideas. And because their faith is challenged, they decide there is no God. I have even seen some turn to a different God made by the minds of other men. Number three, some came out of an overly controlling environment and decide to throw off all restraints. Number four, some have lost loved ones under horrific circumstances and believe a loving God would have prevented it from happening. Number five, others look at the justice of the old stories in the Bible and try to rate them based on current morality, or the lack of it, and decide they are above those harsh standards. I have had to turn in the past from allowing some of these things to shake me. Have you seen the warnings placed on appliances when you purchase them telling you what is the correct use for them? Or received an entire instruction manual for more complex devices? Their manufacturers or creators have tested them and know what they designed them to do or not do. If we try to use them in ways not instructed, it can sometimes lead to disastrous circumstances. Who are we to tell the Creator God what is right or wrong for His creation? He even put in place the laws that govern what we create can or can't do, such as the law of aerodynamics. Mankind has long decided for themselves what is moral without regard to what our Creator has said. Today, we call it the norm for our times. Unfortunately, many aspects of our norm have been tested many times by other civilizations in the past, and the outcome has never been good. For example, abortion. What man has ever designed the intricacies of even the tiniest insect wing? Or breathed the breath of life into something and animated it? With the advent of electron microscopes, what can be seen in the design of even the lowly housefly is amazing. We make rudimentary flying machines and are awed by them, but choose to overlook how complex the smallest of flying creatures on our planet is. We dismiss the design by saying it happened by natural selection, but would we ever say the infinitely less complex personal computer happened by chance? For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Romans 1 verse 20. The verse is even more relevant today than ever before. Never in the history of man has so much intricate detail about the complexity of life been available. We have made many documentaries about it, and broadcast them widely. We place on a pedestal those who have designed code commands to run a small box on our lap. God designed DNA code that we only recently began to comprehend the complexity of its design. Shouldn't we stand in awe of the one who created DNA? Mankind thinks he is genius because he can manipulate to a certain extent what the Creator has already designed. Understanding a little of how DNA code works is unleashing a whole new world of should we, just because we can? Without God as our guide, we stand on thresholds that perhaps should never be crossed. We have traditionally given men credit for what was already there because they define it, Newton's law of gravity, etc. We need to look at what our Creator said to a man a long time ago, by the name of Job. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Job 38, verse 4. What will be our defense when we stand in his high court before his great white throne to be judged? Will we think we can stand up to the creator of the universe and say he was too harsh? Or that he allowed men to be deceivers to test our faith? That we needed more evidence that he existed? Read Job 42, verses 1 through 6, to see what Job came to see. Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that you can do anything, and that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you. You asked, Who is this who hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I did not know. Listen, please, and let me speak. You said, I will question you, and you shall answer me. I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Therefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. We have barely scratched the surface of the mind of the awesome God of the universe. Shouldn't we be seeking to understand the mind of the one whose thoughts are so far above our thoughts that we struggle to comprehend them? Not just in terms of science, but in terms of moral and spiritual laws, which can make or break us. How much suffering must mankind bring on ourselves before we begin to seek the mind and instruction manual of the one who created us? We should imitate David. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. Psalm 145, verse 5. Unbelief is not a new thing. It has plagued mankind throughout our history. From the time Satan disguised himself as a serpent, told Eve the first lie. All humans make mistakes. When people let you down, don't base your belief on what fallible humans do, but instead turn to the Creator who fearfully and wonderfully made us. He has promised understanding to those that diligently seek him with a humble and devoted mind to learn his ways. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.